with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. In the last edition of AbleQuest, Stephen Gow from the New South Wales Government Department of Family and Community Services gave us the background on a new program he leads called Ability Links. This program is designed to help people with disabilities and also their carers really participate in wider community activities outside the traditional disability system. We felt listeners would like to know more about how it actually works for participants. So today, we are joined in the studio by one of the frontline linkers, as those delivering the service are called, Kirsten Otaway, who is speaking with Barbara Sullivan.
Kirsten, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you, Barbara. It's nice to be here.
Now, you are what is known as a linker. What is your background and how did you actually get to be one?
I applied for the role because I was really excited about what Ability Links was all about. I have a background in the book industry and education. I have a degree in psychology, but I also have a child with a disability. So that gave me a bit of a link into Ability Links.
Now, you're actually part of the St. Vincent de Paul organisation rather than on the Ability Links staff. How does that arrangement actually work?
Well, Ability Links is a New South Wales-wide program funded by ADEC. It's actually not a program, it's an initiative funded by ADEC. St. Vincent de Paul is one of many tenderers who operate Ability Links in New South Wales. We're in partnership in Metro South with Settlement Services International, and we also run the pilot in the Hunter region, which has been running now for over a year.
So you run this with a degree of autonomy?
We do. It is a consistent program in that Ability Links all run together in the same way. So if you call a linker in Dunedoo or in Woolloomooloo, you should pretty much receive the same kind of service.
How does it all work? Do linkers like you first visit clients in their home and or meet them and do some sort of assessment? And how do you go about that assessment?
We're a person-centred initiative. We meet participants wherever they are happy to meet. What we do is really driven by the actual participant and their choices. What we like to do is ask participants what it is that they want to achieve, how they would like to link into the community, and then whatever we do is driven by their choices.
Now, you use the term participants. Is that officially how you refer to people who avail themselves of your services?
We do. We don't call them clients because we're going for a person-centred approach. So we like to look at people as individuals.
Right.
So referring to them as a participant, as in participating in society or community or a person, is more appropriate and more inclusive.
So how long do you spend with an individual and their carers?
It depends on individuals. Some people are more clear about what kind of things that they would like to do in the community. Some people have been in services for a long time and are so used to people telling them what to do that it takes them a long time just to sort out in their own minds what they would like to do themselves. If you ask them the question, what would you like to do, they sort of get nervous because nobody's ever asked them that in the past. Everybody said, you have to do this, you have to go here, you have to have this program or whatever it is. And then for them to think in terms of themselves and what they would actually like is difficult for some people. For each participant, it's different. Once we do link them into the community, the idea is to make a sustainable link. So it's something that they can do independently in the long run. We like to see ourselves as finishing our job and eventually doing ourselves out of a job. The idea is for them to be able to participate in the community independently. So we work with the community and also with the participants.
Do you check back with them after a period of time?
We do. We check back, and if we're happy that they're happily linked into the community in some way, then that's a good thing. People may not. They might want to come back for another link, or they might decide that they actually want to do something else. They tried something and thought, maybe that wasn't the right thing. Maybe I'd like to do something else. But that's all fine. They can come back to Ability Links anytime.
Now, obviously, you've got to have a tremendous store of knowledge about what is available in the community for people with different sorts of disabilities. How do you go about building that store of knowledge?
Our linkers come from many different backgrounds. We have people that have worked in all sorts of different industries and in from all sorts of home environment. And we're also driven by what our individual participants want to do. So if they're interested in something that we don't know a lot about, we'll research it and find out about it for them. And then we'll go and talk to people and try and make those links happen.
So you do research organisations that you may not be particularly familiar with and to understand whether they're well run and appropriate.
That's it. In the long run, it's guided by the participant. It's up to them whether they make the link into the community or not. It's really up to them what they want to do, and the power is in their hands at all the time. We'll do as much research as we can in terms of giving them information and finding things out, but ultimately the choice is theirs.
So you've got several linkers, mm-hmm. and then you've got linkers across the state who may be with other outsourced organisations, as I understand it. Do you stay in touch with them or in contact with them? Do you exchange information?
We do. We work very much as a team as a whole in New South Wales. In particular, St Vincent de Paul is in partnership with Settlement Services International in the Metro South. Settlement Services International traditionally have dealt with migrants, and so they have a very multicultural team of linkers, which is fabulous if we need to somebody who may speak a different language or require a different cultural background. We also have Aboriginal linkers that work in the Metro South that can deal specifically with Aboriginal communities.
Picking up on what you said there, it sounds like linkers have different backgrounds, different areas of expertise and knowledge.
They do. Our backgrounds range from homelessness, children and family, mental health, community, law, adult education, sport, writing, the arts, you name it. Linkers have been in all different industries.
So all of it's very new, or quite new. How do you think it's going? And what are some of the challenges that you've faced?
So far, it's going really well. The Hunter region, which, as you know, has been piloting for over a year, has successfully linked many people. One challenging aspect, I guess, being a linker is trying to get people sometimes to make the mind flip in terms of thinking about themselves and what they would actually like to do. And that can sometimes take a lot of time just to get the person to think about their own goals. Once they've reached their goals, then it's fairly straightforward to find a link for them. It's mostly working with the person.
Yes, I imagine people become conditioned, as you said before, to being told what to do and where to go and how to do it. You know, it must be a great feeling to have a success with a participant. Do you have any little stories you could share with us about, well, success stories or any anecdotes that you might find interesting?
We do. I have a few linker stories from our city team, mostly city and city east team. I had a participant who was a woman living in a wheelchair. She had recently lost her second leg and she was feeling a little depressed and somewhat isolated in her new condition. She hadn't been in a chair before and she was finding it a little bit difficult to get around. She'd also been through quite a traumatic experience losing the second leg, and she wasn't sure what she wanted to do. We talked for a while and she decided that she wanted to start her own support group because we couldn't find a support group in her particular area. There wasn't anybody who supported amputees where she was living. And so she has now started her own support group, which has given her a purpose, and she's able then to give back to the community a little bit about what she knows a lot about. She knows a lot about being an amputee, which is lovely. We had somebody who had a sort of social phobia. He didn't like to go out. He was frightened to meet people. He really wanted to join a social group, but he just couldn't take that step of walking into a crowded room and not knowing anybody. So one of the linkers went with him. He wanted to join a book club. So she went with him on the first night, and neither of them had read the book. And they turned up on the first night and she introduced him. He's my friend, so-and-so. And they walked around the room and talked to everybody, and he decided that was all okay, and so he's continued with the book club after that. I think that was 3 or 4 months ago now, and he's been back again. He's decided now that he wants to join a gardening club.
And he reads the books for the book club? And
yes, he's on to the next thing now, so that's good.
That's fantastic. Paint us a picture of some of the other things that participants can do.
We had one very outstanding story from somebody in the City East team. Is a gentleman who had had a stroke and had previously been quite an active person and now found himself living in a wheelchair. And he received a lot of assistance after his stroke, which is quite devastating, and he really felt the urge to give back to the community. So what he wanted to do was ride a solar-powered wheelchair around Australia. And he organised himself the wheelchair and some of the bits and pieces, but he had trouble with the final putting together the project. So the linker assisted him by speaking to the New South Wales University project development teams.
Right.
And they have taken on his project as one of their university units, and they're assisting him to put that project together.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, funnily enough, we did a program at AbleQuest on solar-powered wheelchair. University of Virginia in the States had developed one.
Oh, fantastic.
And that, again, it was a university project, and they were looking to get to the next stage at that point. That's phenomenal. So it's not just about something you might turn up to on a weekly basis in the community. It's actually, if you have a specific burning desire to accomplish something, then a linker will help you do that.
Could be that. It can be anything from something very small to something very large. The solar-powered wheelchair was a really large project.
Yes.
One of the other projects that somebody from Settlement Services did with a participant was the person had come to him saying that he wanted to work as a labourer. And after a lot of discussion around looking for work and getting skills and things like that, the linker actually discovered that it wasn't that the person wanted to be a labourer, it was the fact that the person didn't feel confident with his English language skills, and therefore he was prevented from getting the type of work that he would actually like to do. So the linker linked him up with some English language programs, and he was able to look for other kind of work. So it can just be as simple as learning English and having writing skills, or as complex as a solar-powered wheelchair around the country.
And do you find that you draw on your expertise in psychology and your background in psychology on a daily basis?
Sometimes, I guess. It's not because we don't work so much with the person's disability. We just treat the person as a person. We don't ask what their disability is or what their mental health is or those kinds of things. It's really up to them to volunteer that information. We just work with the people as people, and we look at what things might be barriers for them in participating in the community. And so we work with those on an individual basis.
So how much of your day is taken up with admin, like reporting, and how much of is FaceTime with participants?
It's really our job to be out in the community. I guess the reporting is something that we have to do, obviously, but it's minimal. I guess a few hours a month will be spent reporting, but really our job is in the community. We're working to try and get known in the community, so we try and be out as much as possible.
So that it's a conscious decision by the organisation to minimise the reporting that you have to do.
It is.
Can anyone volunteer with Ability Links or with St Vincent de Paul to be focused on the Ability Links initiative?
We don't have a volunteer program as yet because we're new, but we are planning to have one, and I guess it's a matter of watch this space. We're looking at it over the next 6 months.
If somebody who wanted to avail themselves of your services, how would they get in touch with you? Would they contact you or Ability Links?
Yes, they can contact us directly. We don't have formal assessments or referrals or anything. The people can just phone the number and they can get in touch with the linker. So somebody will call them back, usually within 48 hours. And any other people that might be interested in participating in Ability Links can have a look on the ADAC website. If you Google ADAC and Ability Links, it should pop up there and you'll find the provider that will be relevant for your area.
What a fantastic initiative. Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us today. I have just been speaking with Kirsten Otaway, who works as a linker for St Vincent de Paul on behalf of Ability Links.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.